I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. A Tennessee legislator wants to require seat belts on the state's school buses. The push from the state senator, Mark Pote, comes after the recent death of two middle schoolers from Clarksville during a class trip. In today's episode of WPLN's Nash Villager podcast, host Nina Cardona says full-sized school buses are not required to have seat restraints because they're designed to protect riders in other ways. But increasingly, safety advocates, bus manufacturers, and federal experts say riders still lack protection if a bus rolls over, tips, or is struck from the side.
Back in 2018, after another deadly school bus accident here in Tennessee, the NTSB issued a recommendation that new buses should have lap and shoulder belts. A different federal agency, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, has been saying the same thing since 2015. And just last year, at a conference of school transportation professionals, an NTSB board member spoke on the topic, saying, quote, "It is hard to believe we are still having a discussion about the safety benefit of seatbelts on any roadway vehicle, much less a school bus."
The family of one of the students who died late last month is now suing. Judges in all Tennessee courts would be required to cooperate with ICE or face removal from the bench under a measure advancing in the state house. The measure passed in the House could be heard this week in a Senate committee. Republican proponents say the bill will clarify what judges need to do. Critics say it could make more types of courtrooms intimidating for undocumented immigrants to engage with, such as coming forward as the victim of domestic violence in a civil court. Democrats have argued the attorney general already has the authority to investigate judges who resist immigration enforcement. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.